This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us momentarily. Congressman Cramer's here every hour, every week, and has been for a long time. The vast majority of time that he's here, we're talking specifically about things that you call and ask about. And, everything from an FSA office to, I've got a father-in-law who's trying to get some folks recognized as Vietnam vets. Policy things that you call your congressman about, which is fantastic. We don't spend a lot of time on the campaign. We've talked very little about his race against Heidi Heitkamp. I think today's a good time to do that. The primary was last night. So, anything and everything is always as welcome. But some of my questions, at least, are going to be related to the campaign and some of the reporting and things that are going on. So I welcome that from the audience today. Just thought I'd give you a little bit of that flavor. 800-228-0550. And it should be noted, we always welcome Senator Heidi Heitkamp on this program. She's made a decision not to participate, not to talk to listeners, not to take questions, not to be on the most listened to talk show in North Dakota. And that's unfortunate. She is obviously decides to strategically choose more friendly media, and it works because she hasn't been asked a tough question in this race. I can't think of one. If I'm wrong, please prove me wrong. I'd love to. So that's unfortunate, but that goes without mentioning that open door, anytime, happy to do it. We've asked hundreds of times and received snarky answers no time for you. And I always say it isn't about me. It's about the listeners of this program. It's about the voters in North Dakota. They're the ones that are getting poked in the eye by the Heitkamp campaign. So just need to know that. You know, sometimes I take for granted, Todd and I talk about it, off the air on occasion, but we don't necessarily mention it on the air. That should be mentioned so you know that there's an open door. Anyway, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Congratulations on your primary victory last night, first of all.
Well, thanks, Scott. It was, felt good to win one again and to move on to the next level. To have a decisive victory was certainly encouraging to me, and I really owe it to you and other supporters. I really owe it to the 61,000 people who voted for me in the primary and to our very open system. And I think to your statements up front here, I got in on a little bit here, your monologue. I think this is a really a big part of it. I just tell you a little very recent anecdote. I just had a group of 16 North Dakota students that are here as part of the National Association of Rural Electric Cooperatives youth program, where they each won an essay contest with their particular local cooperative. So I had these 16 students, and do you know that out of that group, two people thanked me on behalf of, in one case, it was one of the chaperone's husbands. The other one is on behalf of somebody's father, a student's father, thanked me for coming on this show and doing Talk Radio Town Hall and being accessible to them. And I'm always encouraged when somebody thanks me for that. And I'm also always a little bit puzzled by the fact that it's a big deal, because to me it's obligatory that when you are asked or given the opportunity to visit with and listen to the people that you represent, particularly in a format like this where you get to talk to, tens of thousands of them at the same time, and they all have that kind of access, to me that's just an obligation and it's a blessing. And why somebody would not want to do that is not an insult to you, Scott. It really is. It really is to the people that listen to the show, and I think it's unfortunate.
I don't know who put this up, but it's a Twitter feed from somebody analyzing yesterday's North Dakota primary. It said GOP turnout was up 30% from 2014 compared to 18% for Democrats. Representative Cramer received 21.5% more votes statewide than he did in 2014. What do you take from that stat?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the enthusiasm gap is widening between Republicans and Democrats in North Dakota. And understandably, North Dakotans know what they believe. They're very well informed. I mean, I guess, you know, getting 88% of the vote versus my Republican opponent, you know, was encouraging, but probably more encouraging, frankly, Scott, was I got 67% more votes than my Democratic opponent did in their primary. That just shows you the hill that they have to climb, and their enthusiasm is waning because a couple of reasons. One is that their policies don't work, and because our policies are working. And, you know, you just watch the national media in the last couple of days who are downright angry that Donald Trump has pulled off the beginning of peace talks with Kim Jong-un and North Korea. They're coming up with every reason in the book why it's not legitimate. They're trying to diminish the importance of it. They're trying to, well, frankly, they hope for failure. And you see that over and over and over again. You see that with these talks of tariffs and things that you have Democrats in Congress and, you know, and talking heads in the media, all, not just hoping for, but actually trying to encourage failure on the part of this president and the Republican Party. And I think they have a tough hill to climb to try to convince people that those tax cuts that they got, that those larger paychecks that they're getting, really aren't any good for them or any good for the country. So, I think you're seeing these results, a widening enthusiasm gap, and the enthusiasm's on our side.
Here's how you ask a question for Congressman Kramer, or share a comment. 258-0550 is the local 701 telephone number, 701-258-0550. Toll free from anywhere at 800-228-0550. You also can text Todd or me. Todd's 226-8503. I'm 367-2054. All right, we have a full bank of calls, so we'll get to it here. Don and Harvey for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Congressman, congratulations.
Thanks, Don.
The wife also said she learned, voted twice for Clinton. She says she's a reformed person. She voted for you, too. She's
thank
very
you.
Happy with that.
Well, point. Thank you very much, Don, for proving my little conversation earlier, having some accuracy. I just said, you know, to try to find the people on the other side that are reasonable, that will have a conversation about what in the world's not to like here. So, yeah, thank you for that, because I'm getting a lot of hate mail suggesting that it's crazy that I even suggest we talk to people who are thinking differently than we are. So, I had to interject. Your question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Well, Congressman, I don't know if you heard about Senator Hoeven's bill. You know, I'm with the trucking industry, so
yes,
I got to thank you. There's a lot of people that talk to me about what you've done for the ag industry and for trucking overall, and they're really behind you. They really like what you've been doing to helping us, but you know, like with this fertilizer issue and the logs, all that other stuff. I'm not technical. It was really bad. You know, I'm still hauling fertilizer today. So,
wow.
But
hang in there, because we need you, as you know, especially now. We need every truck on the road we can get.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have an idea of, can you get any more in depth about what Senator Hoeven, what his bill is about? I mean, I know it's about mainly about livestock, but is agriculture involved in it also, or is it just livestock?
You know, I don't know for sure, Don. I can tell you this, that we just helped drop a bill this week on the issue of livestock haulers, because what we've tried to do is, while livestock is considered an agricultural product like other agricultural products, you know, the handling of live animals and the stopping and letting them out and putting them back in, and you know, the starting and stopping of livestock in a truck is much more consequential, obviously, than other types of commodities. So we do have some very specific livestock ELD legislation that we're pushing. It's called the Transporting Livestock Across America Safely, or TLAAS Act.
All right.
And so we are focusing on, you know, that one is sponsored by Senator Ben Sasse on the Senate side. Ben Sasse, of course, out of Nebraska. So I don't know about Senator Hoeven's bill specifically, so I'll have to look into that a little bit.
Okay, that's fine, sir. I just, like I said, thank you for what you've done. Excuse me. Thank you for what you've done, and keep plugging for us. We're doing our best we can to deal with what we've got. So
we're pushing it. Yeah, thanks, Don. We're pushing really hard. I know this is a really big issue on this show, Scott, because you have drivers, and you have shippers, you have suppliers that are in great need, and these ELD rules have really been difficult, particularly on agriculture. I think I would also encourage people, go to our website, and I think we have some links. If not, just contact us and we'll send it to you. We would like to encourage people to take a good look at the language relating to the personal conveyance, specific to the guidance on agriculture, because some new guidance did come out a couple of weeks ago that does provide a fair bit more flexibility. I want to just quickly, on the Hovind bill, as I recall, I think they're working on creating establishing a working group at the Department of Transportation. So what that working group would do would be sort of talk to guys like Don, hopefully, and identify some of the obstacles to the movement, particularly, again, of livestock humanely and all that. And I'm all about that. I'm all for that. But I would say this, Scott. I think we know enough to know this is a bad rule that needs modification right away. So that's why we introduce legislation, but also why we go right to the Department of Transportation and try to get them to provide better guidance that provides more flexibility.
Hold tight, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer continues.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, Burley, Stutzman, and McHenry counties in North Dakota. And 2,300 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land along the Missouri River in Dewey County, south of Mobridge, South Dakota. And equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For a moment to folks that might be a little frustrated about the repair work they're getting done on diesel vehicles, you know, where you bring it in and then you got to bring it back, and or it's not just running right, you know, so you can tell something's wrong. I'm telling you, a lot of our listeners are going to DAC Diesel. And they are finding it a very affordable, number one, very, very, very cost-effective repair, and also a very dependable one. They're not back. DakDiesel.com will tell you everything you need to know, or just give CJ a call to get you in on the schedule at 210-0888. That's his cell phone number. 210-0808. The shop is growing. They're hiring mechanics. A lot going on. Repair, maintenance of your diesel vehicle done right at DAC Diesel, a leading repair and maintenance shop specializing. This is their thing. They do diesel and they do that. So call them. 210-0888. 210-0888. Office number, if you want to leave a message, is 258-5011. Give them a call. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. I don't have a name on line four there, Manny, so if you can help me out there, that'd be great. Here's a call on line two from someone that wished to remain anonymous, which, by the way, you can do. Go ahead. What's your question for Congressman Cramer?
Yeah, this is about FSA again. They told me I could transfer to Grant County. I told you guys that, and then they told me I couldn't.
Yep.
Then they told me the best thing that I could do would be to sell half of my cows and get out of FSA. And I don't think that helps me. I mean, it puts me in a tax problem. And instead of them taking care of the problem, they want to get rid of me out of FSA. Okay, then that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. As people probably know, I took this issue up with the undersecretary who oversees FSA, not the FSA administrator. That's as high as you might think you can go. But I went to his boss last week, brought the topic up with him, and with regard to the Morton County FSA issues. Now, I don't know every farmer's details. I don't know every situation. Obviously, Scott, I don't. But I know this much: that we've heard from a variety of them and a variety of bankers and bookkeepers. It's not just it seems to be much more than just a personality issue. That said, we've taken it to the top, and we're going to see if we can get some change in the short run. But this is where, of course, the president's executive order, where he said, you know what, we're going to drain the swamp, and the swamp doesn't just exist in the geographical area around the Potomac River. The swamp is the bureaucracy where longtime federal employees are protected, and we want to make sure our political appointees understand that, and that this is a public service job. So anyway, I don't, without casting judgment anywhere or basing it all on one farmer's experiences, we're very much on top of it and have taken it as high as we can take it for now. We'll just keep the conversation going.
Amanda, and we go, and Angela for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Angela.
Hi, Congressman. Congratulations on your primary win. I'm an independent voter, and I just think it's horrible that Heidi Heitkamp is getting favorable treatment from Trump just because she's a woman. How are you? Are you going to fight back?
Well, I don't need to fight anything. I don't know that she's getting favorable treatment just because she's a woman. But I think that the president is if you're an independent voter, you understand he's also a very independent president. He does what's best for the country. He's not an ideologue in any way, obviously. He's not even a partisan in any way. And I think that's much of what people like about him. I think it's what a lot of people like about him. And I don't feel the need to fight anything. Here's the thing. A lot of that stuff is that swamp media making an Washington, issue, family issue, if you will, into a much bigger thing than it really is. I expect that we'll know soon when the president's going to come to North Dakota. I expect he's going to come on my behalf and campaign, and we hope he does. But the campaign itself isn't going to hinge on the president. The beautiful thing about North Dakotans, Angela, is that we get to know them all. We get to know each other as elected officials, at least those of us that talk to the people of North Dakota on a regular basis. We have a very intimate relationship with our voters, and they know us, and they know our records. And we make our decisions for ourselves based on the people that are competing for the votes. And, the other stuff just tends to be sort of noise, and we like the president a lot, and I hope he campaigns for me. But my campaign doesn't hinge on him. It hinges on my making the case to you.
Angela, appreciate the call. I was interested by the Washington Post story with a headline saying you were seething at the White House. And then if I read the story, I didn't find anywhere in the story where something connects to say you're seething. So I don't know.
Right.
That's quite the term in and of itself. And not to mention, it seemed to me that most of the seething was sort of back and forth in the White House, right, between different individuals there who had different opinions. What was your impression of the story?
Well, I thought the story was fine, and there was a lot of accuracy in terms of the facts, but of course you can also create inaccuracy by facts that you leave out. But none of that, that's neither here nor there. I think that your observation of the headline was accurate. We are into a sensationalized media time in this country, particularly in Washington, D.C. Yeah, you're right. As anybody can tell, I'm not seething. I love those people at the White House. A lot of them, I was one of the people that provided letters of recommendation for them to get their jobs. I work with them closely every day on legislation, on everything from tours and all the way to bill signings and the passage of legislation and policy right within the administration itself. So, but I do think you're right. There's a little bit of inner family rivalry, if you will, and they've sort of pegged me in the middle, and they've noticed things that they've used as facts to build the case. But the bottom line is that we have a good relationship with the White House. I do. I have a personally good relationship with the president, and I don't have any doubt that he'll come to North Dakota once or twice this year, maybe more than that even.
I'm hoping for three times because that was my prediction, before the election. So.
Well, I want you to win that. On the other hand, if he's needed more somewhere else, we want to win Senate seats wherever we can, and I hope that I know that he will invest his time in the place that provides the greatest return for our party.
There's no small amount of complacency of people thinking that you've got this one.
I do get a little bit of that. I don't mind telling you. I sense that from time to time from people, and we don't want that to be the case.
Chris Anna, it looks like, in Bismarck. Go ahead. You're next with Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Congressman.
Hi.
I know I talked to you about probably a year ago when you did the coffee with Kramer.
Oh.
And I sat in the front row, and you probably don't remember me because you've talked to a lot of people.
Sure.
But we kind of went back and forth, and I have a child with several disabilities.
I remember you very well. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, which would be considered a pre-existing condition.
Right.
And I heard this week that the Trump administration ordered that the Department of Justice argue that the Affordable Care Act protections for pre-existing conditions should be ruled unconstitutional. Do you agree with the White House that insurance companies should have the right to refuse to provide coverage for patients with pre-existing conditions?
Well, there's two things going on there. First of all, thank you for two things. One, for the courage to come to the Coffee with Kramer event. And I remember I think you had to get back. You had to leave a little bit early but I appreciate everything you had to say. And then having the courage to call today. And maybe, Scott, if we're coming up on a break, this will be a little longer answer for her, so I'd prefer to...
Yeah, Chris Ann, if you wouldn't mind hanging on here, we'll just put you on hold for one second.
Or listen, whichever, yeah.
And then hang tight. We'll come back with the answer from Congressman Kramer and others waiting as well after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is back in Washington after his historic summit in Singapore with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. And shortly after Air Force One touched down at about 6 a.m. Eastern Time, the president tweeted, quote, "Just landed, a long trip, but everyone can now feel much safer than the day I took office." The president adding in the tweet, "There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea." Some disagree with that estimation.
This is the weakest that has been included in any recent document that has emerged from North Korea and the United States.
Senate Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut saying on MSNBC the agreement the two leaders signed on nuclear disarmament broke no new ground. The FIFA Congress has just voted that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will share in the hosting of the 2026 World Cup. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On what's on your mind, I'm going to piggyback on the question that came from Chris Sam that you're about to answer with this text saying, I enjoy Congressman Kramer, but when he says his policies are working, I want him to know my health insurance went up $350 a month. I have a $13,000 deductible. It puts me at $1,550 a month premium, and our national debt is still rising. Please give him the message. I'm self-employed. So, you know, different perspectives of the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
From Chris Ann and this texter, but obviously folks looking for answers.
Yeah, so then both are right. First of all, directly to Chris Ann, to her question of do I support the coverage of pre-existing conditions, it's an emphatic yes, I do, because that's exactly what we did in the American Health Care Act, which was the repeal and the replacement for Obamacare that the House of Representatives passed. The same thing, of course, was in the Graham-Cassidy bill that the Senate failed to pass. Well, the Senate first failed to pass the American Health Care Act, and so that those protections are built into our legislation as well. The question, though, I think the premise of her question has to do with it's a constitutional question that I think it's 20 states have filed a lawsuit in a Texas federal court that is, you know, that challenges the constitutionality of the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act. And I think part of that challenge is based on the requirement to cover pre-existing conditions. So those states have filed the lawsuit. The administration through the Department of Justice is not defending against the lawsuit, and that's not unprecedented, but it's a lawsuit that will be heard by a federal court. Ultimately, I would think, well, next step would be to an appellate court and ultimately to the United States Supreme Court. So the constitutionality question, you know, is really apart from any policy question or political question. So again, I support and have always supported legislation and specific legislations that specifically protects pre-existing conditions. To the emailer, the challenge and the reason that his or her premiums are skyrocketing is because, of course, of the Affordable Care Act. And it has to do with, first of all, the promise that families were going to have a reduction in the premiums of an on average of $2,500 per family. Instead, it's up
$4,000 per family. So that's a $6,500 miscalculation on the part of Barack Obama. And the reason for that, in my view, is because of the lack of options that employers have to cover. Now, this is a self-employed person that is writing. So what we've always tried to do is strike that balance that provides coverage for everybody, access for everybody, but at the same time provides options so that people can buy the type of coverage that they need. Even in the Graham Cassidy, which was largely, this is a bit of an oversimplification, but a large federal grant to states through, from the federal government to the state government, for states to then apply these principles of covering pre-existing conditions, Medicaid expansion, whatever method or whatever form that they can to target particularly their greatest need in their particular state. Graham Cassidy provided more money for the state of North Dakota, as did the American Health Care Act, by the way, and more flexibility for the state of North Dakota to cover things. And so you would have actually had a much more efficient and more generous healthcare system had the Republican plan passed in the Senate than having it fail. But under no condition did any of these bills waive the requirement for pre-existing conditions. Now we'll see what the courts decide on the constitutional question of it. But until such time, and if it ever did change, then we'd have to deal with that another way. But I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I don't know how it'll all turn out. But my hope is that however it turns out, that we can maintain the coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Fred in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. Are you there, Fred?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Fred.
First-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, beautiful. Glad to have that.
So, Congressman, you're out there doing a good job. How disappointed are you that President Trump, isn't stumping for you? I just think it's outrageous that he's, favoring Heidi Heitkamp. What can we do to change his mind? I mean, should we be your supporter? Should we be calling him to change his mind?
No, I don't think you need to call the president to encourage him one way or the other. The president will do what the president wants to do. He's not stumping for anybody in North Dakota, and that's fine. Like I said, the nice thing about North Dakota is we get this opportunity to talk directly to our voters, and our voters get to know us. I get to draw my own comparisons, my own my own record, and run on it. But no, there's certainly no need to encourage the president one way or the other. I think the president knows exactly how he wants to handle it, and who he wants to campaign for, when he wants to do it, what tools he wants to use. But the other thing I might just add, you might have noticed that the president's been fairly busy lately, doing incredible things like helping create the best economy in recent history in America. We just learned this week that small business optimism is up to its highest level in 30 years. Consumer confidence is way up. Majority of people think the country's going the right direction. That's the first time since I've been elected to anything in this country. So we want to keep rolling back regulations, rolling back taxes, putting America first, not to mention emphasizing national security. So he's been busy. I've often said, when people say, what's the best thing the president can do for me, I keep saying, keep pushing the right kind of policies that make America great again. And the best politics in the world is for me to be able to pass legislation and pass it on to the president for his signature that helps make America more competitive in the global marketplace, more secure, and secures our borders. So I don't worry much about what he does politically. I just want to make sure he's doing the right things along the policy lines and doing the right thing for our country and our state.
The other thing I'd tell you, Fred, I mentioned this on the earlier in the week, I have a White House source says the president will be here in June. So this whole sort of kerfuffle is going to fade into the sunset pretty soon. So I can't get Congressman Kramer to tell me whether or not that's accurate or not.
Well, here's the thing, Scott. The reason I don't get real involved in that part of it is we have a really busy June in the House of Representatives. And, this month already we passed the National Defense Authorization Act, giving the biggest pay raise to our military in 10 years. We've passed appropriations bills for energy and water, which have been very important to North Dakota projects, passed an appropriation bill for military construction and their VA with lots of important priorities for North Dakota. This week we're passing out, yesterday we passed 20 bills on the opioid crisis, and before the end of next week we will have passed about 70 of them probably out of the House of Representatives on the opioid crisis. Next week we expect to vote on an immigration plan for this country, and perhaps by the end of next week we'll do a farm bill, and then we'll come back and do some more, you know, the week after that on the appropriations front. So, you know, if the president happens to go to North Dakota on a day when there's a lot of business to be done, you know, I'd have to determine whether or not I could even go with him. But, you know, like I said, the best thing we can do politically is to do our jobs really, really well.
All right, let's go to this text next. Heidi's new ad claims she voted for good tax cuts, but Congressman Cramer voted for a tax cut that will add to the deficit. Please, Kevin, you need to point out that tax cuts have created huge increases in revenue to our Treasury.
Yeah, in fact, last month we had the largest surplus we've had in a long time. We had the largest revenue inflow in 1 month of the country's history, on the heels of course, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which is something we knew would happen. We just couldn't score it that way. And so they keep clinging to this $1.9 trillion deficit over 10 years. And the reality is that they never worried about the first $21 trillion, but now all of a sudden they've cut ads saying that this would balloon the deficit. And the reality is it's having just the opposite effect. Not only that, but more importantly, it's providing a lot more business opportunity, job creation, more money in the pockets of individuals, particularly middle-class families. And as you know, the Center for Tax Policy, which is a liberal organization headed up by the Brookings Institute, concluded in its analysis that the number one state per capita, the number one on average rate taxpayer benefit goes to North Dakotans. So it was obviously it was a winner all the way around for North Dakota.
Emily in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman.
Hi, Emily.
Thanks for taking my call. I just turned 18 this year, and so I'm trying to decide who to vote for.
Good for you.
And I'm trying to keep an open mind, but sure. I thought that you said somewhere that that Senator Heitkamp is just getting favorable treatment because she's a woman, and that's concerning to me. I wondered if you could explain yourself a little bit more.
Sure. So Scott, back to the swamp newspapers, what they do is they take little words here and there and they sort of try to create a narrative out of it. He's asked me, well, why do you think Senator Heitkamp, why doesn't he go after her the way he goes after Joe Manchin and Joe Donnelly and, you know, named a number of others as well. You know, I don't know why he does. I honestly don't know why he does that. I'm sure when the time comes when he wants to draw distinctions, he'll do that. And so I said, I don't know. I can only speculate. Maybe it's because she's a woman. Maybe it's because she's, you know, she's from the Midwest or she's nice. And of course, anyway, so he wants to conclude that that was the reason. And he put that in as a conclusive statement. I don't know why the president does certain things. I don't talk to him about it. He hasn't talked to me about it. I don't talk to him about it. We talk about policy issues and we talk about politics some, but we frankly don't spend much time talking about Senator Heitkamp and his treatment of either her or of me.
So your counsel for Emily would be, don't believe everything you read.
Well, that for sure. That for sure. But, you know, she's 18, so she's gonna read up, and I appreciate that. I think it makes a lot of sense, and I appreciate and really am encouraged that young people take the time to study issues and study the persons and the personalities, and I'm glad to provide that opportunity by being very open to the press and very open to the public, and it's a trait that has served me well in public service.
Emily, as you get ready to vote for the first time, what's the number one issue? What's most important to you?
Yeah, good question.
For me, it's healthcare. I have a pre-existing condition.
Good. We want to be able to make sure we keep the best healthcare system in the world in the United States, and that you have a choice, particularly as a young person, that you have a choice that provides an opportunity to shop for competitive healthcare plans. And we certainly have lost that and are losing it in carrying out Obamacare, because Obamacare is designed toward a single-payer system, which is
if we open up the phone lines. This is for Emily's benefit or anything, and said, tell us about your health care plan now versus prior to Obamacare. There would be chapter and verse volumes of examples of how horrible it is. It really is amazing. We just now take it for granted. Every once in a while, like today, you got a guy who's, you know, premiums go up and everything else. It's unbelievable. And the answer that the left has is, well, if you change it, your pre-existing conditions are going to go away. I mean, it's just the laziest argument ever. Let's acknowledge it's a mess and fix it. But that's the left today, unfortunately. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
What's on your mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer? Call came in during the break. You can roll that, Todd, and we'll get back to live calls.
Pat from Sydney, Montana. I'm in the oil field right now. Earlier this week, you read a statement by Heidi Heitkamp about immigration that said it breaks your heart when an infant is torn from her parents' arms. I wish Kevin Cramer would ask her how her heart feels when an infant is torn from the womb. She's such a hypocrite, and I'm being polite. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Your response, Congressman Kramer?
Well, now I don't have to ask her because he did. But he raises a very important point. The idea that somehow we're the mean people because we think that the rule of law counts and that children shouldn't be used as pawns in illegal immigration. And by the way, I think she's probably describing something that's in a pretty grossly exaggerated way. But there's nothing exaggerated about the pulling apart of the limbs and the body of an infant who can feel that pain. And that's why I not only campaigned on opposing abortion, and particularly late-term abortion, but I've actually voted to oppose late-term abortion. And I believe she campaigned on the same position. It's just that her vote didn't reflect her campaign promise.
Speaking of immigration, the texter wants to know what immigration bills are being voted on next week, what you support.
Yeah, great question, because there are two of them that are being, as we call it in the business, whipped. That is, they're asking members for their votes to see if they're going to vote yes or no. So there are two of them. One of them is what's known as the Goodlatte bill, and we've talked about it before on the show. And the Goodlatte bill ends chain migration. It provides the money for the wall and the border security. It eliminates the visa lottery system, and it provides a path to legal status for DACA recipients. It does a few other things in the middle there. It deals with the H-2As. It creates a new guest worker program called H-2C. And anyway, there's that one. And then there's another one that's more of a compromise that does some of the same things. So it eliminates chain migration. It replaces the visa lottery system with a merit-based system. The chain migration visas, I think they're repurposed for DACA recipients so that they would be eligible for those visas. And the reason that's a compromise and why it's important is because, in other words, if DACA recipients find a way, you know, get on the path to legal status, not a preferential one, but to get on a path to legal status, we wouldn't add visas for them. They would repurpose existing visas. It does a little more on the H-2A side. It still provides the building of the wall. Here's probably the most important thing, Scott, and I think this is really important for the border security advocates among us, and that would be me and most of your listeners, I think. Before any of the DACA stuff can go into play, the wall has to be appropriated. In other words, not just authorized. The money has to be spent. So the $25 billion plus would have to be actually be appropriated and spent on the building of the wall before the other stuff goes into play. The other thing about that bill, as I understand it, and I haven't read every word of it yet, that the text has not been fully made available to us, but for the DACA recipients to be eligible for legal status through one of the visa programs, they have to meet certain benchmarks, either a four-year degree, a two-year degree, some sort of job training, or have had a job for out of the last 5 years. So there's some pretty high bar for them to be, to demonstrate they're productive members of society before they would be provided any type of a permanent legal status. So from what I know, and this could change once we get the full text and we know more about the bills, but both of those bills would be fine with me. I'm actually an original co-sponsor of the Goodlatte bill. The other one is a more compilation of a couple of different bills that have been negotiated among, the hardliners and the more moderate members of our party. But I have to say, the more moderate members of our party have come a long way toward us by kicking in these triggers and these, for example, the spending all of the money on the wall before the other stuff kicks in, the benchmarks. These were all ideas that were brought to us by some of the Californians and others that are, more, as I say, more on the moderate side of the security side of it. So we're pretty optimistic that we have something in the works here that will be able to be voted on, and maybe one of them will actually pass and have a shot at becoming law.
Greg in Bismarck for Congressman Kramer, go. Greg, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Greg. First off, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Greg.
Shame on every elected official that's trying to get this president out of office. There are bigger problems in this nation than worrying about getting a president out. And if you're a voter to official, you should not be doing that. You should be worrying about the problems. Okay, now for my question. Senator Heitkamp is working on a bill to keep two-man crews in trains across the United States. What's your view on that?
Half a minute answers.
Sure. So that's really more of a regulation or a rule bill, that, or not bill, but a rule issue. And I think it has to, it should have to do with what the regulators think is appropriate for a particular train, carrying different types of products, length of the train, maybe even the route of the train. I think it's one of those things where one size fits all probably doesn't make total sense. Personally, if I'm on a train, I'd sure prefer there be at least two people, a two-person crew myself. But I also realize that not every track is equal, not every route is equal, not every load is equal. So I think having the regulators do it is probably makes most sense right now.
All right, Greg, sorry we didn't have time for a longer answer. We're just plumb out of time. But we'll, again, do this next week for a full hour as always. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scotty. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow, folks. Bye-bye.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.